Austin 316 says I just whipped your... Sit there and call yourself the gorilla, yet you hee-haw out here like a jackass.
What?
I said, shut up. You can kiss my ass.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
What? And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sets up.
Welcome to the Bottom Line Wrestling Cast, the career of Stone Cold Steve Austin. This week is a special edition watch-along live commentary episode, and we are doing the Royal Rumble of 1996. I'm Mike Prue, along with JV. JV, we got something special going on this week. We had to kind of alter the plans a little bit. We talked about it last week that we'd be doing this, and we'd take a little break from our chronological episodes, and we just left off with Episode 60, and Stone Cold Steve Austin through October of 1999, but we're going to go back. We're going to go back all the way to the beginning of Stone Cold Steve Austin's career when he was still the ringmaster in the WWF career. I mean, not his entire career. We know that. But his time in WWF, where he started off as the ringmaster, he came in at the end of December of 1995, and here we are. We're going to cover his first Royal Rumble from 1996. This is his first pay-per-view, and we figured, hey, it's Royal Rumble time, and you know, situation we have is, you know, we thought it was best to do a watch-along this week. So what better thing to do than to go right back to the beginning and cover a match that we didn't cover all the way back when our show started, and take a look back and go it's gonna be funny to go back and see Austin in this role again after over a year and a half. Almost a year and a half of us covering his career. Now we're going back to square one again as the ringmaster in this 1996 Royal Rumble match. So this should be fun. So what's going on, JV?
A lot of wrestling today.
Yeah, we recorded a RECW show prior to this, Watch Along Style, and we're doing this on a Sunday. We're actually doing this days before. Not days before, actually, numerous days. We're doing it like 10 days before this episode comes out. So, yeah. So, a lot of wrestling on a Sunday with the AFC Championship going on in the background, too. So, if I make any references to the football game, it's 10 days old to you. And
yeah.
we don't know who's in the Super Bowl like you do at this point. But we're watching in the background the Titans and the Chiefs.
But and we're spectacular multitaskers, so we can do both.
Yeah. There'll be plenty of time during the Royal Rumble match for me to look up to my TV screen and see what the score is.
And maybe yell. Yeah. Even though we have no stake in the game.
Well, other than DraftKings.
Trying to win $1 million.
Yeah, so trying to win $1 million.
Yeah. Because if you win, if you remember, you know, before we started talking, you're like, oh, JV, if I win, I'm going to give you 75%. I was like, why the fuck would you give me 75%?
Oh, shit.
But you wanted to do it anyway. So.
All right. I guess I got to take your word for it.
Shit, I'll take 7.5%. Yes.
Yeah. All right, guys. So this is, you know, basic episode. We're going to watch on the WWE Network. So get yourself set up for the Royal Rumble match from 1996, and it's at 57 minutes, 25 seconds. I'll give you a moment to do that as I just run through some things here. Check out our YouTube channel. It's the Bottom Line Wrestling Cast. Just about all the episodes are available. All the chronological episodes are there. Not all the watch-alongs are there just yet. The recent watch-alongs that we've done since we've had the YouTube channel, those are up there, but the prior ones are not up there yet. They'll be there in time when I have time to do them. When I think to do them, I'll put them up there, but they're not there yet. And partly the reason is how are you going to watch along if you have your TV up on YouTube or your computer up on YouTube? I don't know. I guess you could figure it out. But anyway, go to YouTube and subscribe to that and become our 11th subscriber. It helps us get over 100 views. We're almost there. And then it'll take off from there. Once we hit that 100 mark, That's where it's
fucking
up.
You know, life changing. We're fucking flying in jet planes.
Yeah.
We got the best, newest, and greatest Tesla we're driving. We're fucking be sitting nice. We'll be swimming in all that YouTube money.
Yeah. Although we can't make money off of any of our episodes because we use the music and shit from WWE.
What if we buy, aren't you a shareholder?
Nope, I'm not.
You don't own any shares of WWE stock? Nope. I thought you did.
No, never did. So anyway, check us out there on YouTube. And also, if you want to follow us on Twitter, that's probably the best place to go to contact us. We're at the Bottom Line Cast. And you can follow us personally. I'm Mike Pru at MPRU83. And JV is at John Van Damage. And as I said, we do the Extreme ECW Live Cast, which we just recorded previously to doing this, a couple episodes, which were episodes 35 and 36 from December 7th and 14th. Those episodes also are going to be put out today at the Book in the Territory Patreon.com $5 tier. So you have to go to patreon.com/Book in the Territory, sign up there, $5. You'll get all our ECW episodes covering 1993. We're just about done with that year. We'll be moving on to another great year of ECW 1994. So check us out there. All right, so at this point now, you should be just about ready to watch along with the Royal Rumble 1996 with us. And it's a fun one. It's a strange one. There's some strange people that come in there, but it's a good one nonetheless. And there'll be some good little tidbits to talk about as we go through. So you should be at 5725 on your network. 5725, and what you should see is the Royal Rumble entrance. So you see the screen with the Royal Rumble logo. And Triple H is the number one contestant or entrant in this Royal Rumble. And you should see him also wearing his red jacket as he's walking down the aisle. That's what I have, JV. Is that what you see?
Yes, it is.
All right, so just a quick thing before we get started. Triple H earned this number one spot because on the debut of the free-for-all, which was the pre-show that you could watch on the TV Guide channel in a little square box, if you remember that, the TV Guide channel had a little viewing box, and they would play the free-for-all on the TV Guide channel there in that spot. And Triple H had a match against Duke the Dumpster Drosy, and the winner would become the 30th entrant, and the loser would be number one entrant. So Triple H lost to Duke Dumpster Drosy, so he gets the number one spot in the Royal Rumble, which is a pretty cool thing to do, to have the winner get 30th spot, loser gets first. They need to do that some more.
Yeah, they do.
All right, so anyways, that should be more than enough time to be ready, so I'm going to count down 3 down to 1 and say play, and then we'll click play at that point. Okay, we're in for about an hour-long match, as Royal Rumbles usually are. I think it's about 58 minutes is the length time here. So let's begin. 3, 2, 1, play. All right, so Triple H
here he comes,
heading down the ring with this shit-ass music. Now, Triple H is actually going to go on to be in this match for almost the entirety of the match. The match goes about 58 minutes. And he's going to be in it for 48 minutes. That's what he said earlier. I'm not too sure we can believe that. This occurred earlier on prior to the pay-per-view, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, shit. What I failed to mention in the opening is that this is, we're going back to, last time we talked about this match was episode 1 of the Bottom Line Wrestling Cast. So we're literally going back to the beginning with this one.
Yeah, I realized that as I was loading up. I'm like, damn, we're going back like 3 years ago.
Right, we're going back
based on what we covered.
We covered this match on episode 1. And now we're finally getting around to watching it.
It's a fucking hillbilly gym.
I like that we're going back though, because
no, it's not hillbilly gym.
No, this is Henry Godwin. Yeah. Hog. His manager was hillbilly gym.
Yeah.
They got the slop bucket. And they put different music in here. I think because Hillbilly Jim was their manager at this time, that they used his music, and Hillbilly Jim owns his music, so WWE Network can't use it. Hillbilly Jim sang the song, and he got the rights to it. Alright, so we start off with a clothesline here, And these guys had a feud around this time or a little later. Or maybe actually it might have been a little earlier where they had the match in the pig pen match. It's funny to think that, you know, that's how Triple H started out.
Yeah.
He's having feuds with Henry Godwin.
Humble beginnings.
Worked his way up in the company, that's for sure. A lot of people say he did it easy by marrying Stephanie, but he...
I think he was going to be involved in some way, shape, or form, no matter what.
I did too.
Either with WWE or he would have went somewhere else.
Right, he had the work ethic. Yeah. He stayed loyal to WWE too.
Yeah.
You know, with all the NWO stuff, he could have went over there, went back. But he knew he probably had a better chance of being a star in WWF instead of trying to compete with Nash and Hall and Hogan, where he probably knew he was never going to get over on them. So he stuck by. Just waited for his push. Which is what we've been talking about on the Bottom Line Wrestling Cast over the past few weeks. It's his rise as the game. All right, we get our countdown. This was always my favorite part of the Royal Rumble. The anticipation of who's coming next. All right, so Bob Backlund. Get his robe. Yeah, he's got a robe on. He's got his towel around his neck. Like he just got out of the shower.
This guy's the man. He was the man when I met him. I met him a couple times.
Yep.
But when he put me in the chicken wing, he was the fucking man. He put you in one, too.
Yeah, he put me in the chicken wing. And it hurt for a couple days. It was sore. Yeah, he's the man.
I was like, dude, this guy would fuck me up. He was old and shit.
Oh, hell yeah, he would.
Old man strength.
Bob Backlund's only in his 40s here. He has little boots he has. Little short boots. Bob Backlund's actions, his voices that he makes when he's getting hit, it's like the Bushwhackers. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Like, I didn't know Luke and Butch were in this match. I thought Bob Backlund.
He does. He's like the third Bushwhacker. No one ever
he's the older brother, the one that went to college. And the other ones are just fucked up. Oh, Backlund survives. He hangs in there. And just real quickly, I just want to run down some of the things going on at Royal Rumble this year. Prior to this match, was you had Ahmed Johnson against Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett loses by DQ after he slams the guitar through the head of Ahmed Johnson off the top of rope. Smoking Guns defend their titles against the Body Donnas with a sweet looking Sonny. And Goldust with a debuting Marlena defeats Razor Ramon for the IC title. And then we got this match. And now we have Jerry Lawler joining the Royal Rumble.
Look at. Ooh, big knee there.
Going on commentary.
How lean Hunter is compared to where he is now, while recovering.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just 3 years, almost 4 years. So on commentary, you get Vince McMahon and Mr. Perfect. Oh, we got the Burger King chants. Jerry Lawler with his sweet mullet. His mid-90s mullet. Jerry Lawler's got the slop bucket. The main event to this show is going to be Bret Hart against The Undertaker.
Ooh.
That match goes for a half hour. Undertaker defeats Bret Hart.
He's got the slop. He's got the slop. Oh, no.
Oh, everyone runs out of the ring.
Smartly not over the top rope.
Nobody wants that shit. That slop. Ugh. Ugh.
Nasty.
People in the front row get it on their feet.
I mean, what is it, really?
Yeah, it's probably like oatmeal. But still. Gross. Did Backlund just fall out? Looks like he went over the top. Couldn't tell. All right, we got another countdown already. After that whole slop incident. Oh, it's Sparky Plug. He's going by Bob Holly at this point already. He had a few names. It was Thurman, Sparky Plug, then Spark Plug Bob Holly. And of course, we know at the point where we are now in Bottom Line Wrestling Cast, he is Hardcore Holly.
That's my favorite. I think most people's favorite.
It's got to be. It's the only normal one. Fucking race car driver. Prior to coming to the WWF, he was in Smoky Mountain Wrestling as Hollywood Bob Holly. And he was a wannabe movie star, and his girlfriend was Julia Roberts. Oh, Godwin out.
Oh,
oh, no. Godwin survives.
Shitty yellow shirt stays in.
Yeah. Yeah, most of these guys currently in the ring actually hang in there for a while. It's funny to see how the gimmicks change gradually. Like, we have Triple H in there, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Bob Holly, and I guess Henry Godwin stayed the same until Southern Justice. He's not even around anymore in 1999, where we're at in the Bottom Line Wrestling Cast. Lawler is the commentator, which he's done at this point, too. Well, who's next? And we get Mabel. King Mabel.
King Mabel.
The 1995 King of the Ring.
Now known as Visser in 1999.
Yep. So here's another one that's changed. Now he's got his manager, Mo. He used to be his partner. Sir Mo. King Mabel and Sir Mo. Mabel taking a while to get in the ring there. But you would assume he's going to clean some house, or he's gonna get tagged up and get tossed out early. But he's gonna be in there for about 12 minutes. I like when they fill the ring up with a bunch of people. They oftentimes do the thing where,
well, when there's a lot of people and you know eventually there's just gonna be a mass amount of eliminations,
right? I like that. I don't like when they do the one person that's in there and another person comes in and gets that person out before the next person comes in and is just waiting. Depends on who it is.
Yeah, there shouldn't be as downtime in a match.
Right.
It's not a hard match to, like, produce.
No. Yeah, you shouldn't have... Although it was funny the next year in 1997 where Austin is on the top rope looking at his wrist like, who's next?
Yeah, that's true. But now no one else can top that.
Right. So it's good for that one time, and never again. Oh, Backlund trying to toss out Holly and Triple H. Backlund can't do it. Just not strong enough. All right, who's next? As this ring fills up, no eliminations yet at this point. We are seven... the seventh entry, and it's Jake the Snake Roberts. Who I thought at this time, watching it back in 96, I thought he looked like shit, but he looks not bad.
Reminds you of my Uncle Eddie. Have you ever seen my Uncle Eddie?
I believe so, yeah.
That's exactly who he looks like.
Oh, that's a big-ass fucking snake in there. Is this the yellow snake? Forgot the name of this. No, it's not a yellow snake.
No, oh, it's the big one.
Holy moly.
The biggest one yet.
It's fucking moving all around the ring, pissed. There's a snake handler right there. Right on, right at ringside. Jerry Lawler gets the snake dumped on him. Get the fuck out of there. So they have the ring cleared because of the slop bucket. Now you get the ring cleared because of the snake. And then there's the snake handler. Jake's like, let me do it. People don't know who the fuck you are. Damn, that was a big ass snake. And the Chiefs scored another touchdown prior to the half. 21-17. Take a look.
Do you know who scored it?
Not yet. So Mabel's tied up in the ropes there. Mahomes had a touchdown pass. Don't know who though. Or it may have been a rushing touchdown. And we got another countdown happening here. Nobody's been eliminated yet. We're coming out with number 8. What the fuck? Dory Funk Jr.
Nobody likes this guy in 1996. No one was happy this guy showed up.
Right, those are one of the guys that's like, what the hell? They could have had somebody different. How's Dory Funk Jr. doing in here?
He looked like an old man. He is old.
Well, we got a lot of old guys. You got,
yeah, what the fuck?
You got Backlund.
Not the deepest roster in 96.
Dory Funk, Jake Roberts. He's not old, but for this time, he's done.
Yeah, he's not in good shape. That's why he's got the bodysuit on.
Yeah, that was kind of a letdown. Like, if you're going to be Jake the Snake, you got to look like Jake the Snake. Has anybody been eliminated? No one has been eliminated, I don't believe. But we don't know where the king is. The king has not been eliminated. Yeah, so Pat Mahomes had 27-yard rush. That's how they scored that last touchdown. Sorry, audience. I know you don't give a fuck because this game is over a week and a half old as we talk about it.
Well, it's not much going on here. I mean, you got Bob Backlund and, well, they were doubled now, Dory Funk.
Bob Backlund and Dory Funk over. Have the same outfit on.
Yeah. They get the same seamstress.
Blue tights. Oh, Jerry Lawler is hiding under the ring. There needs to be a count-out rule in the Royal Rumble. You're out of the ring for too long. You have the ringside refs. They need to count you out and say, hey, you can't go back in. You've just been fucking hanging around. Bullshit. Other people have been eliminated. That's not fair. At least 1 year, come up with that rule and use it. You don't have to stick with it, but just make it a rule 1 year. Oh, Yokozuna.
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 With the beard.
With the beard and... He's like at the point where he's like, fuck it, I'm not Japanese, I'm Samoan.
Yeah. You racist sons of bitches. Just fucking
just make
hire
me
a Japanese wrestler.
Right, or just make me a badass Samoan wrestler. They probably thought, not enough people know Samoa.
Yeah.
You know, Japan.
The disrespect.
Yokozuna's the man. Oh, Backlund out? Yeah, fucking see you later. One champion tossing out another champion. So you got one, two. You had three former champions in the ring at that point. Dory Funk Jr., Yokozuna, and Bob Backlund. And a future champion in Triple H. Jake Snake never won a title.
No titles?
Nope. Maybe the million dollar title. I think he may have won. Might not even have won that. Oh, is at the ringside area. Motivating Mabel. Oh, it's a long time for nobody getting tossed out. Other than Backlund just got tossed out.
Yeah, this place is fucking jamming in there. It's a party.
So it's been 12 minutes into the match, and Backlund was the first out. Ooh, big splash. I always love Mabel's or Viscera's big splash. Looks so good. It's so huge. Who's next? Who's coming out? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, kid. Oh, they call him just the kid now?
No, because Razor.
Oh, Razor's after him, so... I guess earlier in the night, maybe... Yeah, I think earlier in the Goldust match, 1, 2, 3, kid cost Razor the IC title. Just the beginning of his heel turn. But they've had history before. 1, 2, 3, kid beat Razor Ramon for his first win on the early Monday Night Raws in 93. And Briscoe before he was a stooge. Razor's back in there.
He's very determined to get the kid.
Yep. He's pissed off. Dory Funk doesn't even know how to work with 1, 2, 3, kid. 1, 2, 3, kid just did a jumping, spinning kick. And Dory Funk was, like, confused by it. In the corner of the ring.
And now he's like, I don't know fucking karate.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Dory Funk has... Oh, he's going to do a spinning airplane. To the 1, 2, 3, kid and drops him off as Razor walks back to the locker room, looking up at the screen, pissed off at the 1, 2, 3, kid for turning on him. Mabel's gonna fucking 1, 2, 3 kid up high. Just toss him over the rope. What the fuck? And we get another entrant. And fucking wild Japanese guy just comes jumping out of the entrance area.
Who is that guy?
I don't know. He's from All Japan Pro Wrestling. Amori. Takao Amori. I'll just call him Omari. Not much is known about Omari. It's almost like they didn't have enough guys on the roster to fill up this match.
It's like, this guy's in the country right now. So he's down.
We can use him, I guess. Right, so the winner, of course, is going to be the main event, WrestleMania. What WrestleMania is coming here? 12. WrestleMania 12 would be coming up after this. So if you know your history, you know who wins the Royal Rumble. WrestleMania, for the WrestleMania 12 main event. We're in a lull in this match now. There's our boy.
Vince, the 1, 2, 3 kid could win this thing. Sure.
Yeah. Bullshit. Anybody could win. All right, who's coming out here? Oh, Savio Vega. Check out episode 2 of the Vega Saga. Yeah.
Pre-Vega Saga.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, just before. Right after this pay-per-view, that's when the feud between Austin and Vega will begin. So maybe we can take a look here and see if there's any signs of that feud about to begin between Vega and Austin. If they're in the match at the same time with each other, which I think they will be. Oh, Mabel's out. Tossed out by Yokozuna. Very fitting that Yokozuna would toss him out. One big guy to another big guy. Jake the Snake eliminated. So is Amari. Nice to see you. Here's your plane ticket. Go back to Japan. Vega's stomping away on the 1-2-3 kid in the middle. Triple H hanging in there still. Number one entrant.
Oh, Holly's still in there.
Yep, Holly, Triple H.
Fucking speed racer.
Lori Funk hanging in there. Yeah, this is kind of the part in Royal Rumbles where you're like, who's the next guy? Come on, bring somebody else out. What I'm seeing is nothing. These got to be tough matches to book. You know you're going to have these periods of nothing special going on. But here's Vader with his manager.
This is a big one.
James Z. Cornette.
Big Van Vader.
Right, Vader.
Convincingly could win.
Yeah, Vader would have been a potential winner here. He was... new. Fairly new to the company at this point. Yeah, that would be... This would be a good time for Vader to throw everybody out. Then start the match anew. I don't mind that. Clear the ring, and then you get like a fresh match again. Get rid of some of the bums.
Yeah, just kind of leave more of like the alpha wrestlers in there.
Right. That'll happen at some point, I'm sure. Savio's on the outside trying to get Funk over. Would have been a good time for both of them to get knocked out. So why would... Vader's going to pull Savio back into the ring. That's pretty dumb. Vince McMahon even mentions it. I don't see that kind of thing in a Royal Rumble. Vader snapmares Vega back into the ring. It's funny knowing that Vince McMahon runs the show. So when he's on commentary, he calls out the things that annoy him. I don't know why he fucking did that.
Yeah, that is kind of funny. Nothing should really annoy him. He creates the show.
Yeah, but he's like, well, that didn't make sense. Why'd Vader bring him back in the ring? Vader has his outfit on backwards. His top says Vader time on his back rather than the front.
Is it just embroidered wrong? I don't think it's on backwards.
Well, I think it can go either way, but he usually wears the Vader time in the front.
Oh, no, that does look like the back of it. No?
No.
Who is this?
This is Doug Gilbert.
Doug Gilbert?
Eddie Gilbert's brother. This is in our coverage on Extreme ECW Livecast. He was Freddy Krueger. He was the Dark Patriot. He fell off the scaffolding. Oh, not the scaffolding, but he fell off the Eagle's Nest in the JT Smith. He pushed JT Smith off, and then he jumped off. That's Doug Gilbert.
Gotcha. It's crazy how these worlds are always colliding, bottom line cast.
I know.
Extremecast.
Oh, Jake, that sucked. Jake the Snake got punched in the middle of the ring, and then he stumbled his way out of the ring.
Hardest punch ever.
Like it was a Three Stooges.
That was bogus.
So he's out. He's just in complete control, McMahon. I don't see it quite that way. Vader and the kid, no effect. Having no effect on Vader, and yo, goodness. Vader staring down the 1-2-3 kid. Vader attacking the 1-2-3 kid. So Vader looks like the strongest one here at this point. Doug Gilbert, he can't last long in this match. Get him the fuck out.
No. Shouldn't even be in the fucking match. I don't know who's worse, him or the random Asian guy.
Maury, Doug Gilbert, Dory Funk Jr. This is what we're getting in here. And there's probably a lot more shitty guys to come.
Wait, there's more.
Because this is like one of their worst times. Like, this is coming off of 95. Their roster sucked. I mean, they had good people, but overall, they weren't over.
They have a lot of players that end up being good players.
A squat team. So this is from our coverage on the Extreme ECW Livecast. This is the Headhunters. One of the members of the Headhunters team that came in for a brief time in 1993 in ECW. I think their name was like Moffitt and something.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So there's one of them. They were briefly in WWF during this time as the squat team. Wow. Vader just slammed the shit out of Doug Gilbert in the center of the ring with a choke slam. Now he should just pick him up and toss his ass out. Also, they're promoting USWA. That's where Doug Gilbert wrestles at this time. That's because I think Jerry Jarrett is working with WWF. They have good working relationship, so they're helping promote USWA.
Probably why Jeff Jarrett ends up joining.
Right. Well, he's already there at this point.
Wonder if he's in this match, or if he had a match prior.
He had a match earlier against Ahmed Johnson. And this is when people had a match earlier, they wouldn't be in the Rumble. Which eventually they'll decide, screw it, they're in the Rumble.
Yeah, fuck that.
And it makes sense because don't have to have Doug Gilbert in the Royal Rumble. You could have Jeff Jarrett in the Royal Rumble. You could have Ahmed Johnson in the Royal Rumble. You don't have to find people that have no shot, no plans going forward. I do like the every once in a while surprise, like a return of somebody for just nostalgic purposes. Oh, that's funny. The second squad member comes out and the first one's leaving as the second one comes in. He's like, hey, brother, you sucked ass. You didn't even make it. Oh, they're coming back. Coming down together. All right. What the fuck was that? Vince McMahon and Mr. Perfect are talking about the Headhunters or the squad team. Which one's the illegal one? And Mr. Perfect correctly says, the one on the left is illegal. McMahon goes, ha ha ha, how do you know that? The fuck? What do you mean? It's obvious. You just look.
It's clear. It's right. Fucking.
You watched him walk to the back and then turn around.
He took that fall hard.
Well, either way, they're both out. Yokozuna and Vader send them both out. They're gone. So at this point in the match, we are through 16 contestants. So more than half the people have come out at this point. Vader's tights are on backwards for sure. That's right, Shawn Michaels won the year previous. Never make a redhead mad. What's that mean? Vader and Helms, the unlikely partners pummeling the man they call Vader. All right, finally. Somebody good, please. All right. Owen Hart. Here comes Owen Hart, the King of Hearts. 1994, King of the Ring. That's when you know they had nothing to do with Owen Hart, is that he's still the King of Hearts over a year after being the King of the Ring. So you have King Mabel, now you have King of Hearts at the same time.
A lot of kings in the WWE Kingdom.
Jerry the King Lawler. And it only makes sense because it's the Royal Rumble. All the kings must be involved. I love that Owen Hart music. This reminds me of his entrance at WrestleMania. WrestleMania 10 when he beats Bret Hart in the opening match. Hell of a match. Yokozuna and Vader teaming up on Savio Vega. And teaming up together here. Vader whips Yokozuna into Savio Vega in the corner. And then a big splash. Vega's got to be done. Just pick his ass up and dump him out of the ring. All right, so Triple H there in the top left corner, catching his breath. He's been in here the entire time of the match, which has been over a half hour at this point. It's been about 34 minutes into the match. What do we get? Oh, there's the superstar.
Hot Break Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Michaels.
Yeah, when you see the ring, everybody in the ring, then he comes out, you're like, eh, all right, he's the winner.
Yeah.
It's obvious. And they have to have at least four people that you know or you would think could win. You can't have one person that's obviously going to win. Then the whole match sucks. And at this point, HBK would be the only one. I mean, I guess Vader could be the only one potentially to win. Other than HBK. Triple H is not at that level. Yokozuna is beyond that now. He's fell off. Oh!
Your boy Cornette.
And HBK just dumps out Yokozuna and Vader at the same time. HBK going after Hunter. He's going to start clearing house. Whoa! Press slam. Shawn Michaels just dumps 1-2-3 Kid out with a press slam. Like he's a giant. Now you only have four left in the ring. Bob Holly still there. Hunter, Shawn Michaels, and Owen Hart. As the countdown begins again.
Good countdown.
For the next contestant for the 18th entrant. No, 19th entrant at this time. Ooh, Hakushi. I just love Hakushi. Solid wrestler. Oh, Vader smashes Yokozuna. Which I think is the beginning of a feud for them. Oh, Vader's back in the ring and he's pissed off. Going after Shawn Michaels. Who later in the year will have an angle going on with each other, Vader and HBK. They'll have their championship match at SummerSlam 96. Oh, Vader's press slamming Shawn Michaels.
Jeez. Picked him up like a piece of toilet paper.
And he gets tossed out of the ring. But they make sure to mention he's not been eliminated. He's not been eliminated. But numerous times, somebody that wasn't in the match has tossed people out of the ring, and those people got eliminated.
Yep.
I hate that bullshit. Oh, I bet Triple H is eliminated now, though.
The inconsistency. Bob Holly.
I don't think they are, actually. Because that would be bullshit if they just said Shawn Michaels not, but they are. So Vader's just going to throw everybody out. So we got all the refs in the ring now. Gorilla Monsoon's in the ring yelling at Vader. Look how big Gorilla is. When you see him right next to Vader. Like, oh shit,
big
he was huge.
Boy.
Jim Cornette's trying to hold back Vader. Vader's spitting at the refs. Tim White. Jack Doan. Jerry Briscoe's over there. You have Jimmy Corderas with hair. Earl Hebner with more hair. They had the same ref crew for a while.
Oh,
Tatanka. Tatanka walks out like he's all badass. He's a heel at this point.
He had good music, though.
Yeah, I like that music. Ooh, Hakushi. Nice. Nice spot onto Owen Hart. With the elbow in the corner of the ring. Bob Holly working on Shawn Michaels in the corner of the ring. And Triple H makes a save, but then tries to go after HBK himself. He almost has Owen over the top, but Owen hangs on here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's about over 40 minutes at this point. These matches do go by quick. The reason why they go by quick is because of the two-minute intervals. Keep you anticipating something. Keeps things moving along.
It's my favorite pay-per-view.
No, I love the Royal Rumble.
I watch it every year. I'll watch it this year even though I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. And at this point, if your listener is listening, it's already happened. And I really don't even know who's in the picture to win it. I guess Brock Lesnar is in the match, so I would figure he might win. Oh, yeah, I'll definitely check that out. HBK hangs in there after a shot from Hunter Hearst Helmsley. And the buzzer is about to go down again in 4 seconds. And Hakushi's out. Eliminated by Owen Hart. And here comes the Portuguese Man of War. Aldo Montoya. PJ Polanco. PJ Walker. Justin Credible.
What is Justin Credible is my favorite.
With his jock strap on his head. Yep. Yeah, I love Justin Credible, too. Obviously, a better gimmick than all these. Man, look at that outfit.
Definitely Portuguese.
Yeah.
I am Portuguese, so.
Yep.
Kind of. Like half. More than half, really.
And just the fact that we grew up in Fall River, that, like, even if you weren't Portuguese, you're Portuguese if you live in Fall River.
That's like 40% right there.
Yeah. Right, you could have no Portuguese, but because you lived there, it became part of your culture.
Yeah, you might as well have been born in Portugal. Yeah.
Because you're totally influenced by the culture of it, eat the food. You know many Portuguese people. Shawn Michaels doing here. Shawn Michaels looking under the ring.
Hiding, I remember this.
The fuck's he hiding under the ring for?
He's waiting. He's waiting out the shit, right?
No, Jerry Lawler was under there. And he went to go pull Lawler out.
Well done.
Lawler should be eliminated already at this point. That's the thing I always say. You're out of the ring. You're out. All right, the ring's starting to fill up a little bit here as we get another entrant. Oh, Aldo Montoya is tossed out, and so is Jerry Lawler. So just as the counter goes down, we lose two guys. And oh, and here's somebody that could win. It's Kevin Nash, Big Daddy Cool, Diesel.
Is he about to get a bunch of eliminations right now?
Just the one? You would think so.
It's got to be. He's not in many.
I know in 94 he tosses out a bunch of people.
Ah, okay.
So I'm looking at it now. Diesel's going to eliminate five people in this. All right, so somebody, he eliminated somebody right away. Yeah, the 1994 in Providence, that I'm pretty sure that's where he eliminated a shit ton of people in his first Royal
Rumble. Oh, the one we were at.
His first Royal Rumble match. Got Michaels and Diesel going at it. Bob Holly's in the corner, still hanging in here at this point. Bob Holly's going to spend 39 minutes in this match. Almost the entirety of it. Actually, no. All but 19 minutes. And Lawler's finally out after being under the ring for so long. And now we're down to five. Michael's still hanging on there. Remember just the year before, Michaels won. When him and the Bulldog fell out at the same time, but he held on and pulled himself back into the ring. And then, actually, no, Bulldog thought he won. And
Kama, the Supreme Fighting Machine. Yeah.
Looking like Papa Shango in that outfit without the face paint. Yeah, so the British Bulldog tossed out Michaels. Michaels hanged on while British Bulldog was celebrating. Michaels came from behind and tossed out Bulldog the year before in 95 to get his match against Diesel at WrestleMania 11. There's Kama, who will become the godfather at the point we're at in the Bottom Line Wrestling Cast chronological episodes. I don't think Michaels is all there. I don't think he's fully recovered yet. According to his doctor, he is. According to Shawn Michaels, he is. But then again, his reign could be shortened at least here for the World Wrestling Federation as a result of those concussions. And speaking of Diesel and the Supreme Fighting Machine going at it. And so at this point, we are 23 entrants in, with the next one being the man of the hour, our main man, the ringmaster. Oh, Michaels hits a right hand from Diesel by accident. Triple H just laying in the corner. Still hanging in there. What is the purpose of Hunter being in this match so long?
Put him over.
I guess, yeah. Help, yeah.
They usually do this with wrestlers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true. Kind of spotlight.
Then we do always talk about how he was like trending in that way.
Right. There he is.
And obviously, the current call happened.
A ringmaster.
Yes, there he is. The topic
of our show. Hey, and if you're just listening to this and you haven't listened to our previous episodes, go back to episode one. Check out our first episode where this is the time period we're talking about. His debut. His first month. There he is in the ring. He's got the black tights. He's not wearing the green. But he still has his Hollywood blonde boots on. And he's going at it with Bob Holly. Mr. Perfect just said that the ringmaster is the guy he's picking to win this match. Right, This is Austin's first Royal Rumble. Obviously. He's only been in this company for a month. Ooh. Austin almost out there. Hangs on. Oh, and he knocks Ali out. Austin's first elimination in a Royal Rumble.
Elimination, there we go.
Bob Holly, and Austin will go on to win 3 Royal Rumbles, so the first guy he ever eliminated in a Royal Rumble is Bob Holly. It's a little trivia.
Yeah, can't wait to see who his last is.
Yeah, when we get to the 2001 Royal Rumble, we'll check that out. Now, there is something that happens in terms of Austin at this Rumble. Austin's supposed to last a lot longer than he does, so when he gets eliminated, I'll talk about that. He was supposed to be in the final four of this match, but he gets eliminated a little earlier. Oh, no. Barry Horowitz.
There he is, the Jewish sensation.
Yeah. The music's hilarious, too.
Right, I like this song. He's Jewish, yeah, wrestler, correct? Yeah. Or is he Greek? It's Jewish. Jewish. It's Horowitz.
Yeah. Backslapping Barry Horowitz. What a maneuver. Owen Hart, Barry Horowitz, Shawn Michaels. You know, Owen should be going right for Michaels' head. Kick him in the head, pummel that head area. And Hunter Hearst Helmsley and the ringmaster going at it a moment ago. Put him out once, Owen, you can put him out again. Please be nice. Trying to be. Competition is not about putting somebody out of action. It's about competition. And here in the World Wrestling Federation, ladies and gentlemen, lots of it here thus far. We certainly hope you're enjoying. All right, so on one side of the ring, you got Hunter Hearst Helmsley, Diesel, and Kama going at it. Owen Hart and Austin working together. And Shawn Michaels is working with Barry Horowitz. Kama's going to help Austin try to eliminate Owen Hart there. Also, Savio Vega and Austin don't have any interaction in this match prior to their feud in February of 1996 in their WrestleMania match. Oh, there he goes. There's Triple H. He's been eliminated. Alright, who's next? Oh, there's Fatu. Fought too when he was an inspirational, let's make a difference guy. This entrance music blows. Now it's time, I've had enough. He's got like the cross colors on. Red, yellow, the blue. I think JV fell asleep during this match.
No. I mean, we're getting highlights of Barry Horowitz, so there's not really much to talk about. That's probably the most he's been focused on in his career.
Barry Horowitz, Fatu. Everybody else is pretty decent, though.
Yeah.
You got Diesel and Austin tying it up here.
Some hair, a little bit of hair on him.
He's got his buzz. We got 4 more guys yet to arrive. There's only about 7 minutes left in the match. If Horowitz wins this match, I quit. You'll never see me again. Really? No kidding. All right, so the thing is that what happened is that we're going to see it soon. Austin's going to get eliminated by Fatu, and they're not even really going to highlight it because it wasn't supposed to happen, so they weren't even ready for it. Austin wasn't supposed to be eliminated. He was supposed to be there until the last four, the final four. That was going to help him with his push. But he fell out because of Fatu's baby oil that he had on, and it made the rope slippery, so Austin wasn't able to hang on, and he fell out. So Austin was thinking, right away, like, ah, I just fucked myself. I'm supposed to be in the Final Four, and I got eliminated by accident. And he even gave Shawn Michaels a look as he left because he was supposed to be involved in that finish. And he just, like, threw up his hands to Michaels, like, hey, I fucked up. And then they had to, on the fly, fix things. So I'd like to see who's in the Final Four now.
It's Kane.
It's got to be Kane. That's got to be Kane. It's got to be Yankum. It's got to be Dr. Yankum. DDS. Isaac Yankum. I Yankum. I yank your teeth. Fucking stupid. Well, I just watched the interview on WWE Network, the Broken Skull Sessions. Definitely worth checking out. Austin interviews Glenn Jacobs.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, great shit. His interview with The Undertaker was awesome. Even the Goldberg one was pretty good. So, 3 good episodes of Broken Skull Sessions on the network available. Good interviews, good insight. You know, and they work in like the Austin angles and talk about Kane and Austin working together, or Undertaker and Austin working together. I don't think there was anything of Goldberg and Austin, but they talk about like what could have been if they worked together. I'll definitely recommend that show. Whoa, what a fucking clothesline from Austin to Shawn Michaels.
Look at him.
And then he even does the Shawn Michaels.
That was awesome.
Little pose.
That was awesome.
He's laid his ass out and then made fun of him. Did his pose. It's great. That's personality right there. He's trying to break out of that ringmaster personality right away. All right, we got our next contestant as we get down to number 28. Marty Jannetty. It sucks that he was just stuck in the rocker gimmick the entire time.
Yeah, they never gave him anything else.
It's like, oh, he's half of the rockers.
That ship sailed, bro.
I'm still a rocker, man. That's like Marty Jannetty's only thing is that they could say, oh, his former partner is with Heartbreak Kid. That's what keeps him relevant. It's like, give you the boyfriend of some hot girl in high school. Oh, I used to be her boyfriend. I used to be. One time. There's nothing to do with anything you have to do today. Hanging on to the past. It'd be nice if Michaels just super kicked him out of the ring, like he super kicked him and tossed him through the glass. Oh, and they're going at it now. And they're working together. Oh, they both punch each other. They're both down on the mat. Triple H is gonna. Or rather, Austin's going to take the opportunity to nail Marty Jannetty and then continue to work on Diesel. And again, we know who number 30 is, ladies and gentlemen. That, of course, is Duke the Dumpster Drosky. Got to pay attention for that spot when Austin gets tossed out accidentally by Fatu. Coming soon, we'll have a major role to play on the Bottom Line Wrestling cast. As we know, he did it for The Rock. Going to put Austin out. For almost a year. A British Bulldog. British Bulldog with short hair is kind of like the end of the Bulldog. He needs the braids. That's right, number 30 is Duke the Dumpster Drosy because of his win on the free-for-all.
Oh,
Diana
damn.
Got titties popping. Yeah.
Damn, boomers.
Oh, Jannetty's out. Oh, here's Austin and Fatu going at it. So this might be the end here. So let's keep an eye. Camera angle's not going to be right, but try to keep an eye on Austin at this point. Since he's the focus of our show. So let's see. Oh, Austin gets clotheslined. And, ooh, just gets clotheslined right out of the ring. He doesn't even have a chance to hang on to the ropes. Austin's trying to get back in the ring, and the referee's like, no, no, no. He knows. He's pounding on the mat. He knows he fucked up here. Fuck. Fatu fucked him up. Oh. Austin just did the, like, the throat slash, like, yep, oh, fucking out of here. Perfect, even mentioned on commentary. What happened to Austin?
Look how big Kane is, though.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. Not Kane, but
Isaac Yankum. Yeah, so Austin kind of got fucked here. Fatu's already out now, but Austin was supposed to be in there to the final four, and Fatu, not paying attention to what he was supposed to be doing, literally clotheslined his ass out of the ring.
Fucked it up.
So now we're stuck with Isaac Yankum, Bulldog, Diesel.
I probably thought the Bulldog was going to win when I was a kid.
Well, last year he got screwed out of it.
Duke. Frank Dukes.
Grossy.
Like, put up your Dukes. Fuck, you know that reference?
Yeah. That's right. Fucking guy wearing trash outfit.
He's got overalls on.
Trash man outfit. Oh, we got fighting on the outside of the ring between...
It's funny, because trash men nowadays have to wear bright yellow vests.
Right,
and shit.
Yeah.
New safety.
Yeah, Duke's wearing more of what would be a custodian.
Yeah, master of the custodial arts.
Nothing wrong with it, guys. Nothing wrong with it. It's a job. Every job counts. Up to the hilt. So we got Bulldog and Shawn Michaels going at it. And as I mentioned earlier, it came down to the two of them last year in the Royal Rumble. And we had a different scenario where Michaels was the heel and Bulldog was the babyface. Things have changed. And there goes Isaac Yankum with a dropkick from Shawn Michaels out of the ring. And Drozzy's gone from Kama and Diesel. Now here's the final four. So it was probably likely going to be Diesel, Bulldog, HBK, and Austin rather than Kama being in this spot. So, makes sense if Kama is the next one eliminated. But, I'm wrong. It's the Bulldog. Bulldog's out. Oh, Michaels hangs in there.
Oh, no!
Skins the cat.
Look at that strength. That's tough.
Especially after being in there for a while and being tired.
It's funny, because he's in there with two big guys. Oh.
Kama's gone.
Down to him and his bodyguard super kick.
Oh, I like that. Just end it quick.
Yeah.
And that's a good way to do it because...
Well done.
Right, Diesel's distracted. He just tossed somebody out. Come from behind, kick him right out. And Shawn Michaels wins back-to-back years. So he'll be going to WrestleMania 12 to go up against the champion, which we know will be Bret Hart. It'll be that Iron Man match. That match would be coming up after this. It would be Undertaker versus Bret Hart. Bret Hart would retain the title there. And then there'd be on to the big build. The boyhood dream coming true. So here it is here. Diesel's pissed off. Diesel's going to be heel soon. Briefly. Before he leaves and goes to WCW. Months later. By May, he's off to WCW. Makes his debut. Oh. Diesel attacks the Bulldog here. He's going to go back to fuck up Michaels. I don't remember.
Definitely putting the hurt on British Bulldog. Tell him to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get up here. Get out of here. Here he is. Doc Hendricks.
Oh.
Because he's allowing it.
All right, so this is basically kind of heelish turn. Still just dancing, stripping. Yeah, what is he doing? He's taking his freaking pants off.
Look
What is he doing? Shawn Michaels, hi. He almost took his pants down. It's like a Diesel in the center of the ring now, staring down Michaels.
No shit, look at the size of Diesel. It's peak Diesel.
Yeah. Diesel looks great to this day.
He looks better now. He looked like shit a couple years ago.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to do the little high five thing. They should do the high five and then fucking nail him in the middle of the ring. Well, they don't want to go that route. They were formerly known as Dudes with Attitudes. Two dudes with attitudes. All right. So that concludes
victorious.
This Royal Rumble. Austin was supposed to have a bigger role in it, but that'll be okay because the next 2 years, 97 and 98, he will win the Royal Rumble. Well, he could have been in the final four here if not for Fatu nailing his ass right out when he wasn't supposed to. Oh, well. So that's what happened here in the 1996 Royal Rumble. I'm going to pause mine now because they're just going to move on to the main event match. So let's wrap things up here on the Bottom Line Wrestling Cast. Next week, we got episode 61 coming up, and we'll be covering November leading up to Survivor Series, which will be Austin's last appearance of 1999. He won't be back until briefly for one show in April of 2000, and then again not back until September of 2000, late September 2000. So that's what we have coming up next week on the Bottom Line Wrestling Cast. I also want to shout out our podcast pals, Talking Taker, where they're covering the career of The Undertaker on a weekly basis, just like we do here on the Bottom Line Wrestling Cast. So check them out at Talking Taker. And of course, check out Booking the Territory, the Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. This Thursday, tomorrow, they will be releasing the October 1st, 1988 episode of NWA WCW Saturday Night, which they cover every Thursday. And then on Sundays, they do a Smoky Mountain Wrestling Recap Show. And they will be covering episode 179 from July 8th, 1995. So check them out. Bottom Line Wrestling Cast. No. Booking the Territory. The Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. What the fuck? All right.
How do you do it?
I'm just giving our own show another plug again. Hey, fuck it. All right. And also, then also check out Joe Morata and Michael Quinn on Our Vantage Point this week, or this past week on Monday. They dropped episode 162, which was the Royal Flush, where they're covering the top 10 worst managers of all time. Yeah, they alternate between weeks, so every other week they'll do the Royal Rankings and then the Royal Flush. Last week they did the first two entrants into the top 10 managers of all time, and this week is the top two of the worst two. And then the Royal Flush. So check that out. That's Our Vantage Point Retro Wrestling Podcast. Our boy Jay Free is back at it. He has two new episodes of Free a Geek after a little hiatus, and he's back, and he's talking with his pal Saul about streaming online. So check out Free a Geek for all pop culture news, movies, music, TV. A lot of good shit there on Free Your Geek. Then again, check out JV and I on the Extreme ECW Livecast. On the Booking the Territory Patreon, $5 tier. And coming out today is our coverage of episodes 35 and 36 from from December 7th and 14th of 1993. So check that out. That's available there on the $5 tier. All right. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, we're at Bottom Line Cast. If you want to follow ECW Extremecast, that's at Extremecast. If you want to follow us personally, I'm Mike Pru at MPRU83. JV is at John Van Damage. So check him out there. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll be back, like I said, with episode 61 to continue our chronological story coverage of the career of Stone Cold Steve Austin. So until next time, I'm Mike Pru, along with JV. So long.
And that's all I had to say about that.